Fortune cookie say.
You're listening to the Epic Fail Podcast.
Anyway, this is episode number 7 for Epic Fail. That was thrown in there via Lat, who unfortunately cannot be here today due to family stuff. And as we no longer have a Vlad with us at the moment, it is Scarlett and I this week.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! So, how you doing? What you been up to this week?
I'm doing good. I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone.
Yeah.
I am missing my Warcraft.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of people have been doing that in the last couple days, but we'll get into that in a minute.
I miss my WoW time. I don't have any WoW time anymore.
Yeah, I've been mostly doing my Garrison lately, and then literally today I decided, you know what, I'm gonna upgrade these armor pieces to 100 so I can get my other alts up faster. So I just literally dropped like 50k
on
heirloom upgrades.
Oh, heirloom upgrades, gotcha.
Yeah, so my shaman, who is 94, now has full heirloom gear up to 100. That can be, except for the ring. Sadly, I don't have that one because I won the fishing tournament in Stranglethorn before they combined them.
Ouch.
And I don't want to do it again, so screw that ring. And yeah, I just went through and upgraded all of them. Almost all of them, because I had some redundant ones now since they got rid of the PvP portion of them.
Yeah.
So yeah. Other than that, Lat's not here, but he was there whenever Asparagus Initiative this past Monday took out Heroic Blackhand.
Yay!
I bonus rolled a trinket off of him.
Sweet.
Yes. My best in slot trinket for Heroic.
Even better.
Yes. So I now have both of my best in slots for Heroic trinkets.
Nice.
So that's cool. And then after that, we, instead of going into Mythics, we were like, you know what? Screw this. We're going. But the funny part about Heroic Blackhand, at least to me, Zug, who is a healer, decided he needed to step out for I don't know what. He said he had stuff to do for like 45 minutes. He comes back and raid's done. He's like, did you guys call it or what happened? And we're like, you left, we killed. Next, it was literally the next pull.
Wow.
I was like, I feel bad, but that's really funny because the same thing happened in with Garrosh last expansion for him. He sat out and they killed him.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So yeah, I mean, we're still gonna clear heroics because there's like 20 of us that still need 4 pieces because only like 3 of us have them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're gonna go through there. I think we're gonna sit Easter off since it's Sunday and we raid Sunday Monday,
right?
So yeah,
so this week will be like a break week.
We'll probably go Monday. They might throw something together for Sunday, but who knows. But yeah, for WoW news, Noble Garden and Dark Moon Fair are both going to be starting up. Dark Moon is Sunday, Noble Garden is Monday, which is weird, but whatever. And so yeah, I bring it up because people go to the Dark Moon Fair for random things. There should be a new racetrack.
Yep.
And then Noble Garden has all those new toys and stuff. So if you're into that kind of thing, be sure you're doing them every day, because we don't have enough crap to do. Well, in WoW we don't, but well, we do, but no one does them.
Yeah.
But yeah, fun stuff. Heirlooms, they upgraded for 91 to 100.
Yeah, the little quick mini patch that they had, right?
Yep, they now, I think, scale to 605 instead of 600 to better be in line with quest gear, which will still suck compared to dungeon gear, but the XP boost, what are you gonna do? And then once you hit 100, you don't care about your heirloom gear anyway, because if you've been doing your garrison for a while on any kind of alt, like I have like a full set for my shaman of 630 gear, waiting for me to just click and say, I want the actual item now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. Other than that, there's not a whole lot of WoW news outside of this weird thing that happened this past week. Some they put out these patch notes, but none of them happened. It was so weird. I was like, "Oh, this sounds cool. Oh, okay, this sounds really odd." But yeah, it was Tuesday. It was Wednesday, actually, now that I pulled up a calendar. They put up these patch notes and none of them happened. There was no patch or nothing.
I was so sad faced too.
I know. I was looking forward to my followers dating each other.
I know. And also our well, 'cause death knights are my death knight, right? So our bone shields were getting more calcium.
I know.
And it was gonna make survivability just so much easier.
Because you're already not a nearly unstoppable killing machine.
Exactly.
So yeah, April Fool's happened. Obviously, that's what we're talking about. Overall, I liked it with the patch notes that they gave us. The one that I didn't care for was the Warcraft movie game movie thing. That was just silly, and not in a good way. The rest of them were silly, kind of cool.
I
But
love LVUI, the add-on.
I don't have it, but I heard about it.
It
The
was
Hello Kitty again.
Hello Kitty. I love it.
Yeah, it was Hello Kitty last year too. So they didn't do
Yeah, but
anything new, but they just turned it on.
I don't care. It was still
Yeah.
awesome. And then the year before that, they had the Harlem Shake, which was awesome. Your
Yeah.
screen would shake for
Yep.
like, I don't know, 10 seconds. It was funny.
So, yeah. Really, in terms of WoW, that was it. You had the April Fool's stuff, heirlooms, and for this past week, that was it. There's not a whole lot of new stuff. I mean, there was a little patch which didn't really do much except for fix a couple bugs, but they were so not noteworthy that it doesn't matter.
Still, bug fixes are good.
Yeah, bug fixes are always good. Well, okay, there was one that mattered. People apparently figured out a way to cheese the Eris pet battle people.
The
So
who pet battle people?
the random every now and then the in your garrison you get obviously you get certain follow not followers but NPCs will spawn in. Every now and then you'll get the second one, Eris, who is pet battle stuff. And he gives a ton of XP. And you can usually one or two pet that without an issue. So people were taking and leveling pets that way. Well, there was a bug, which still is there, but they nerfed the XP so dramatically that no one's gonna bother now. You could finish the battle, but not finish the quest, and still get the XP. So you were like leveling pets like so fast it wasn't even funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, for right now it is XP nerfed to be more not worth it. And then they'll ramp up the XP after they fix the bug back to where it's supposed to be.
Gotcha.
That's
That
the
makes
only,
sense.
yeah, that's the only real noteworthy patch other than Mythic Blackhand now has less stuff.
Are you guys starting on Mythics next week?
They're gonna. I don't know if we're gonna do it this like this upcoming week since we're taking a day, kind of taking a day off. At least that's how it seems. But the week after, they're definitely gonna be doing some Mythics. I know Hans and Franz, Beast Lord, and I think Gruul are we're supposed to look at. Because we don't really know which one we're doing first.
Right, okay.
So, in order to have more options, we're supposed to do research on all three, just because. And then Orgorge will be later on down the line, because he's a nightmare, from what I've heard. So, yeah.
I don't like him on Heroic.
It's the same fight as normal, just more damage. I never had a problem with him, except for when groups can't figure out how to do the fight.
What's the difference on it?
For Mythic?
Mm-hmm.
Drawing a blank. I don't know.
Oh, it's just harder?
It's obviously harder. There's going to be more mechanics. Yeah, so I'm drawing a blank right this second, unfortunately. So I'm just going to go with an I don't know at the moment.
Gotcha.
I just know that there are differences. Normally we'd go Hearthstone, but because we have two games with absolutely no news worth mentioning, Diablo and Overwatch, be like freaking Ashbringer.
Ashbringer!
Yeah, I did install the game back onto my laptop. So I am able to jump in when Season 3 starts. Season 2 should be ending tonight or tomorrow? The 5th?
That's Sunday.
Yeah. Well, whenever. It ends like the 5th, and then like a week later, Season 3 starts. When Season 3 starts, the patch should hit. Ashbringer goes in. That's when I'll load the game. Like, it's already loaded, but I won't actually play it until then. Overwatch has no news really whatsoever, which is sad, because that's the game everyone's looking forward to.
No news is good news, though?
I would like some news, even if it was, hey, we scrapped this hero because we couldn't find the fun in it. But they're not going to do that, so.
Right.
Yeah. StarCraft, the beta hit March 31st, which actually was Tuesday instead of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't get in.
Ouch.
I are a sad panda.
Aww.
Yeah. Which is understandable. I haven't played the game, actually loaded into StarCraft since, I don't know, there was some achievement to unlock just for playing a game. I think somewhere around BlizzCon. And other than that, I hadn't actually loaded the game since, I don't even want to know when. It's been a while. It's been like a year since I played it, which is sad, but I just don't have the time with everything else.
Yeah.
So there's those three. I'm just gonna save Hearthstone for last because there actually has stuff there. Heroes. I got Master Skin Abathur, which is level 10 and 10,000 gold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yay.
Is he cool looking?
Honestly, I like the skin I was using, the Skeletor, which is the Halloween one they had.
Right.
I like that one better. But because I paid 10,000 gold, it's harder to get. I've been using the hero skin. I'm almost up to a level 11 now because they've been having, like, play StarCraft Specialist combo two daily quests. So I'm like, well, yep. Save time. Do both at once.
Right.
Plus, I wanted to show off I have the skin. And with April Fool's Day, they had what is called Big Head Mode, which makes them look like fun pop vinyl dolls. All the heads were like four times bigger and more comedic looking and all that. Most of them you had to actually load into the game to unlock them. But when you did, you usually got a couple other heroes.
Right.
Somehow, anyway. And I haven't loaded the game since then because I've been busy. So I don't know if it's stock, but I doubt it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Free this week. Diablo, he's fun. ETC, he's more fun. Lili, Faith Roll. Tychus, whatever. Tyrande, another whatever. She needs buffed to be useful. If you're player level 12, Gazlow, who is actually fairly fun. I mean, he's not my favorite, but whatever. And if you're 15, Zeratul, who is a stealthy, because those are always fun when you're playing them. When you're not playing them, you hate them. There's a little shimmer, you can kind of see them if you're really paying attention, but overall, I almost never see them because I'm too busy whacking away at towers or whatever. So, other than that, Sylvanas is fun. I unlocked a different color scheme on her. Not a whole lot else going on there. Yeah.
Does she have just the same outfit all the time, or?
The color schemes are the same outfit, just obviously different colors. If you bought her with money, for the bundle, she has when she was alive, and that has a different armor set and that kind of thing,
Oh, okay.
which also has different color schemes. But I like the undead version of her better, so I just instead of like I since I paid money for her, I used the live skin for a while. But I went back to the undead one because it just looks cooler. So yeah, and so Hearthstone.
Yay.
Some weird thing happened this week. They hit Monday, they revealed all the cards, and then Thursday, before I had to go into work, I loaded it in, and hey, it's open. So, Black Rock Mountain, the adventure. It wasn't there. Like, I couldn't play it until I got home. But I had to raid when I got home. So, during trash for my mages raid, I had someone on follow.
That's
And I'm
awesome.
going through and I'm literally one-shotting normal, one-shotting normal, one-shotting normal. The mage class one is so fun. Because he will play Millhouse so early, or at least he did for me. So I got to play like six portals all at once, because that's all you get is portals, like the Hunter one, where all you got is web spinners. And what you get is what you get after that. So I'm like, portal, 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 like all of them. And then I had so many cool minions, I was like, guess what? They're all free! Whoosh! Full board.
And then he
And
flame-striked.
then he flamestriked at turn 7, but didn't. Like I had already put so much damage in, and a couple of them survived it, that he died next turn. So whatever. And then I did heroic this morning, Friday morning, since we record Friday night, and I one shot the first boss. I one shot the third boss. The second boss I actually had to concede and start again. So I. And then I beat him, so I two shot that. So I'm like, really? Naxx was actually harder.
Yeah, but the first wing of Naxx wasn't that bad.
No, I mean once I had the cards, because I didn't have a lot of cards for Naxx either, so that didn't help. But yeah, I did a Druid deck, a Freeze Mage, a modified Freeze Mage deck, because I don't have Dr. Boom, and you really want Dr. Boom in every deck you got. So I threw some different cards, blah 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 blah. I had a Faceless Manipulator, I had Hogger, all that fun stuff. So I had like three Hoggers out at once, and then he flamestriked. But yeah. And then the third one, I had a Paladin deck. Simply to get more Moira's health down, or not health, her attack to one. I threw a Blessing of Wisdom on her, so every time she attacked me, I got a card. So my
Oh,
card.
that's an interesting play.
Yeah, my card draw was just like. I had like three cards come in every single turn, because everything I had was like card draw and all that. And I took out his minions, and I took out her. I divine protectioned her anytime there was a chance she'd take damage. Silenced the minions that had you know, board AoE, that kind of thing, because she's only got one health in heroic. So anything I could do, I made sure she lived, and I one-shot it. And I'm like, that wasn't hard at all. So yeah, I'm looking forward to next week. Probably, I think Tuesday, Wing 2, even though it opened on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that'll be fun. Maybe there'll be a challenge this week.
Maybe.
I'm hoping. How'd you do? I know you were playing it earlier.
I one shot normal. I one shot the first boss on heroic. Like three shot the second one, and it took me about five or six tries on the last one.
Yeah.
Only because I was using the wrong kind of deck at first.
Yeah. I love that. The hero ability in that first boss is amazing for the deck I built.
The bring a minion out?
Yeah. Unfortunately, my cards that got pulled into my hand were Ragnaros and Kel'Thuzad, so I never had a chance to play them.
Yeah, my good cards kept getting drawn, too.
Yeah, but I literally beat him on heroic with, like, four mana.
That's awesome.
I was like, how is that even hard? Like, the first card I got was Gruul. I threw him in there. I was like, you know what? I'm putting Gruul in because this is going to be the one time you can play him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got so big. It was amazing.
I MC teched his Gruul.
Yeah, I had that too. And he got a Gruul and I did the exact same thing. So I had two Gruuls out.
That's awesome.
And they were both like, I think mine was like 13 attack when I finally killed him, and his was like 12 or something like that. I was like, guess what? Mine.
Yay.
And that's how I ended up beating him, because he had nothing at all at that point. It was so much fun. And then I promptly deleted the decks, because I was like, did him, don't care, done.
Yeah, I tried the priest deck that I defeated. What's his name? Emperor
yeah, the last boss. Third boss.
Thrasian or something. Yeah. I tried it in ranked. I got wrecked.
Yeah, you can't use these decks in, especially that first boss where you have, you know, itty bitty spells.
Yep.
And nothing but high power minions. You can't use it anywhere outside of that fight because you just can't.
Yep.
I mean, in terms of actual news and that kind of stuff, that's really all there is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there was some April Fool's stuff for all the games.
Yeah.
But
there isn't. Yeah, it's true. There isn't going to be news all like.
Yeah, it's we're
all
in
the time.
Yeah, it's a news drought. This is third week.
Mm. Did you watch Jeopardy? For on YouTube or on Twitch?
I don't know who that is.
It's not a person. It's you know, the Twitch personality Amaz.
Okay.
So he does a thing where this is his third time now doing Jeopardy about Hearthstone on his Twitch channel. The first time he had Crip Trump and someone. The second time he had Crip Hafu and Noxious.
Mm-hmm.
And the third time it was Crip.
Noticing a pattern.
Right. Well, Crip was the winner of the first one and Noxious was the winner of the second one. So it was Crip, Noxious, and Ben Brode.
Oh, wow.
And Ben Brode walked all over them.
I would hope so. So how does this work?
So basically, Amaz makes questions and stuff. And then he has his Twitch screen set up exactly like Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the contestants and they have to like hold a water bottle or something and make like some noise with it to buzz in. But the formula looks identically like a Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
So it's just basically trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well.
Like.
Then,
yeah,
well, then it makes even more sense that Ben Brode would win, considering it's his freaking game.
Exactly. It was funny too. He like just destroyed them, and he like there was this one. I don't remember the answer, but even I knew the answer, and they were stumped, and he was just kind of like making fish-looking icons all over his screen, like with his item that he was gesturing with, like slowly raising his hand, and they just still didn't get it. It was funny.
I'll have to check that out after the show or at some point.
Yeah, you have to watch the first and the second one, though. Just, it's Jeopardy, so it's like Jeopardy, it's Jeopardino. Mm-hmm. And, like, you'll find the videos on YouTube. They're so funny.
Yeah.
Like, right. They'll say, like, name, you know, as many minions with battle cry in 10 seconds as you can, or stuff like that.
Yeah, he probably named all of them.
No, he actually, there was one time they were doing a category, and he,
he missed?
He didn't get all of them, no.
Yeah.
But.
So that's at least something to check out.
Yeah, it was funny.
In between the 97 podcasts I listened to. yeah. I was watching, Blizzard Watch was doing, had a streamer on earlier. His name's Maticus, and he was streaming Hearthstone, the adventure, the Blackrock Mountain stuff. And I'm just watching this. I'm like, how do you... I'm not trying to talk bad about the guy, but I saw it, and I was like, how are you thinking this is a good idea? A couple times. Like, he had a warrior deck on Heroic Emperor, the third boss, where she's a 3-1. So if she takes any damage at all, he kills you, because his hero power is 30 damage to the face with 2 mana. And he's got so much, the boss has so much stuff that can kill her, that, yeah, you have to do something. So, like, how are you thinking this is a good idea? No.
Well, you know, you can swap the attack and health.
So yeah, but still, the boss has like 3+ death bites, which whenever it dies, it does whirlwind. So that's 1, and if he's got 3 of them, there's all 3. And yes, you can heal her depending on your class.
Right.
We'll take out death bite. He's got like 2 abominations, which do 2 damage. He's got 2 of the 1-3 skeletons that do 1 damage to everything. I mean, there are so many things, and he's not running any silences whatsoever, even after he sees these cards being played. I'm like, how are... No.
Did he beat it?
No.
Oh.
He his time for his show ran out, and which was fine, because Azeroth Roundtable was starting, and I was getting ready to watch that.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, yeah. It was just one of those things. It was just, even for someone who doesn't get past rank 10 or whatever, it was just hard to watch parts of it.
So tell me, shoot, I just had a question.
Okay.
I don't remember what I was gonna ask. I just went blank, so whatever. Guess
okay.
That's gone.
It was clearly not important enough, but the answer to your question is 42.
It's always 42.
Yes. So last week we started the whole discussion thing, which was min-maxing last week. This week I thought we would tackle, when is it time to take a step back? And by that I mean with WoW or Diablo or whatever game you're playing. If it's just not fun anymore, or time restrictions, that kind of thing. Like, when should you consciously decide, okay, I'm going to I'll use WoW as an example. I want to be progression, hardcore, world first. And then you're like, you know what? It's just not for me anymore. When should you make that kind of a decision in your mind?
I think that if you realize that it's interfering with stuff, or sorry, I do know what I'm saying this time. I was playing Hearthstone and I had Sneed's old Shredder out and Kel'Thuzad came out of it and my opponent just auto quit.
Okay.
So, sorry, back to the discussion. I think if it interferes with someone's life, you have to have that sane moment or talk with yourself where you're like, okay, I just can't do it. It's like the reason I stopped raiding at the moment, I could be raiding because I don't start the till midnight work schedule for like another 5 months. But I have to get up at 20 to 6 in the morning. So I need my sleep. I can't be raiding up until like 1 a.m. You have to make sure that it doesn't interfere with your, life in that first.
Yeah, and I just want
Or
to
if
point
you
out, if you are actually having a conversation with yourself, sanity might be an issue there too.
Says who?
If you're having a conversation with yourself, bear in mind this is from someone who quite literally had an hour-long argument with himself. Yeah,
So
yes,
what
I
you're
was
saying
arguing
is you're
with
not
myself.
sane.
I have never claimed to be sane.
You should never be one of those people who ignores your real life over a video game. Why am I getting really weird opponents at the moment? I'm sorry.
I don't know, but it doesn't seem like you're able to have more than one focus either.
I apologize.
Yeah.
So, sorry, listeners. I apologize. I got distracted.
But for me, I'm going to agree with what you said. If it's interfering with real life, you definitely should take a look at it and be like, which is more important? And if you pick WoW over, hey, I don't feel like going to work. Guess what? That's going to affect your ability to play WoW.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, unless you're still living with mommy and daddy and they're paying all your bills, you have electric, you have internet, you have to pay for. And then on top of that, WoW. If you can't afford to pay for these things, you can't play WoW.
Also, rent, because without a place to
Yes.
stay.
Yes.
Yes. The real life example. So, about 4 years ago, when I first started playing WoW, I was at a different job, and we decided to have a party at my house. I don't know whose idea that was, but my coworkers and I had a party. Problem is, one of the girls' boyfriends played WoW. And it was his raid night, so he brought his computer to the party and he set it up and he was in the corner raiding the whole night. But I mean, I don't know.
That hurts my
He didn't
brain.
Know anybody, so I mean, I guess in one sense, but at the same time,
Yeah.
the girl he was with at the time ended up drinking too much and getting sick in my bathroom and passing out on the floor. She was only passed out for like 10 seconds before somebody realized. But at the same time, he did not turn around from his raid.
Yeah, I okay. So
So.
having personal experience with, I could have plans to go out or I could raid. I have never taken, because I used to play WoW on a laptop for a while. I have never taken, because I'm not going to carry my real computer. I'm not
He brought his desktop.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take my laptop to a party so that I can play WoW. Now, that's not to say I haven't not accepted plans because it was a raid night or something like that.
Right.
Because that's happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. I have plans. If you want to reschedule this for another night, I can do it. So I've rescheduled plans, but I haven't, you know, I've never tried to do both at the same time, but ended up only actually doing one somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because that just hurts my brain thinking about.
It also depends on the type of plan it is.
Yeah.
For me, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, if it's people who are going to do something you're not really interested in, fine. Do something you want to do instead.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. Tell them, hey, I've got plans, no problem. If it's something, ooh, I really want to do that, or, ooh, a party, cool. Then, even if you don't know people,
yeah,
be there.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I hate going to big social functions. So, like, yeah. I never went to my work's Christmas party, for example.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Skipped my school whenever I was in high school. I skipped the prom because I didn't want to be there. Not for WoW or anything like that. So don't. It wasn't that. I just did not want to be at there. So what did I do instead? I went to a movie, hung out with a couple people who I knew outside of the high school and that kind of thing. I just didn't go. I didn't care. It wasn't. Right. It just wasn't for me. I didn't want. It was. Hey, I could rent a tux, buy these tickets, all this other stuff, and be 100% miserable. Or I can go do these other things which are actually within my interest range.
Exactly.
With people I actually care about.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy myself.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, pick one or the other. Don't do both, for starters.
Exactly.
As to the topic of the discussion, when's it time to step back? I actually picked this because of Blood Legion. They recently stepped down from the World First. And, you know, lack of focus or whatever, you know, if it mm-hmm. sucks that they're no longer there, but I understand the logic behind it. So when's it time to step back? When you're not having fun.
Yep.
And I mean, for them, fun included the hundreds and hundreds of wipes until they just weren't fun anymore.
Yep.
If, you know, financially you just can't swing it, yeah, I think it's time to step back and or stop entirely. You know, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's going to be, obviously it'll be personal from person to person. When is it time? When's it time to quit? When's it time to be like, oh, I'm going to go find something else to do instead?
Yeah.
More often than not. Like for me, I still play WoW pretty much every day. Admittedly, most of it is I'm going to log into the garrison, take care of that, log back out.
Uh-huh.
And then generally I go play Heroes in my free time. Or Hearthstone. Hearthstone. However that word is said.
It's hearth, like it's H-E-A-R-T-H, which is.
I see the word earth in there though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but the hearth, like in front of your fireplace.
But I've always called it hearth, and I know it's actually pronounced hearthstone. It's just the way, yeah. So I'm gonna probably forever call it hearthstone, even though it's technically hearthstone. But yeah.
Easy.
I know. But.
Just easy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so getting back to topic again, I had a chance on a raid night to have a date. Mind you, this is a while ago. Which one am I going to choose? I like the girl. Yes, I have seen a girl in real life.
I wasn't doubting that.
I know, I'm the stereotype. So Am I gonna go raid, which I enjoy, or am I going to go out on a date with a girl who I liked? For a lot of people, they're gonna pick the raid. I didn't. I missed the week. I ended up getting kicked off the team, but that was because I out DPS'd the mage, and that was like a no-no in that raid, apparently. Not my fault. He was just bad. He was good, but you know, if I can out DPS in lower gear, then you're bad.
Right.
So yeah. It, you know, you just gotta figure out what is the most important and how do you keep going with it.
Yeah.
If playing WoW is the most important thing to you, more power to you.
Yeah.
You just have to keep in mind, okay, well, in order to do this, I need to do this, 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 you know, have a list of things you need to do what you like to do.
Right.
Okay, well, let me see. I gotta pay rent, I gotta pay electric bill, I gotta pay cable, I have to be able to eat at some point. So that means I need some kind of income. Well, I'm not getting paid money to play WoW. I need a job. Okay, so what can I do that can accommodate as best as possible the raid schedule, that kind of thing. Now, when I first started playing WoW, I had a different job than I have now. My schedule was such that I was not ever going to be able to get into places like Method. Obviously, I'm not European, so I couldn't get into Method anyway. But I'm gonna use them as, I'm never gonna get into that top end guild because I've never had a job that can accommodate that.
Right.
So at the time, I was in late night guilds because I worked during the day, evening area, prime raid time. And I'm not gonna raid early in the morning because I'm not gonna be awake in the morning. So late night raid. Those are not generally your best raids. You get the best of what you can find. Now, on my days off, whenever I didn't have other things to do, I could pug into pugs. Sometimes you get good ones, sometimes you get bad ones. So I've never been top end in terms of raiding. I've usually finished the content in content, but you know, by the time it's done, it's usually nerfed to the ground.
Yeah.
Or you outgear it because of things like item upgrades or just that much, you have that much gear.
Yeah.
May not be the best gear you can possibly have because you haven't killed the last boss and he's got your best in slot, whatever. But still.
Yeah.
So you just gotta be like, if you're doing the raid thing, just you have to accept what you can do. If you can't make the 7 to 11, 7 to 12, whatever the raid times are, well, then you can't make it. So you're not going to get into the prime server progression raid teams. Now, it is possible that the late nights or early mornings, whatever you can do, can keep up, but most of the time that's not the case. I know of one case out of all of them that it was an early morning group. They raided one time a week. I know this is the only time I've ever heard of a progression and decently paced progression run during off times. And that was the group Rectified from CTR.
Are they still around? That's
They are still around. They don't get the attention since Coltrane's not on them anymore. But they're still there. I don't know where they're at. So I don't know how they're faring this expansion. But yeah, during Siege, that was the only time I'd ever heard of an off hours, as I'll call it, progression team doing fairly well. And
I've never heard of them.
they were doing really well. They were a lot of them, they were outpacing a lot of the teams that were during prime. And they were only one day a week. Yeah. So if Mythic is your thing, well, I mean, I'd love to do Mythic. I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
I might get some bosses, but I'm not going to get very far, sadly. doesn't help that I'm a backup, so I can only be there for the farm bosses.
Yep.
Unless I am there because someone sat out.
But you were there for the progression of Blackhand, weren't you?
Well, yes, but you have to keep in mind, flexible. You can go up to 30.
That's right.
And as long as I performed up to standard, aka didn't stand in stuff, and my DPS was high enough that it was okay, not an issue.
Yeah.
I generally don't stand in stuff, so that's usually not an issue. The exception to that was the second fight in Siege. I could not see the poison under the freaking frost traps from the hunters. So if I stood in something, I took some damage. I generally would move, but sometimes I was already low health from the mechanics, die.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those things. Yes, I'm blaming hunters for me dying.
Hear that.
But other than that, I mean, you raided with me. I don't stand in a whole lot of crap. I don't know if you pay I don't know if you really pay attention. I'm generally one of the people left alive at the end.
Yeah, you normally are. So
I mean,
I think even, you would have an easy time getting into any raid as long as you can prove yourself.
Yeah, as long as I can have some chances to be like, hey, my gear is low compared to yours. You're going to out DPS me. Throw some gear my way. My numbers will skyrocket.
Yep.
Case in point, it doesn't happen all the time, but the group I'm in now, Asparagus Initiative, cheap plug, they have a rep pally who is way out, well, not way anymore, but he still outgears me by quite a bit. I've actually out DPS'd him more than once.
Awesome.
It doesn't happen often. Procs just happen to line up sometimes. But I'm usually fairly close to him now, for the most part. I mean, he did tell me with a couple, like, you should really use this for this fight. I never even thought of that. That kind of thing. And once I started doing that, I noticed my DPS went up.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was nice.
There you go.
But, yeah, do what you love, but make sure you can afford to do it. That's kind of... I know I didn't really say when you should step down. Like, for me, if I ever get to the point where I'm like, you know what, I'm just done, then I'll probably send a message to whatever group I'm in, if I'm in a group at the time, and say, hey guys, I think it's time. So this is notice in X amount of weeks, I'm done. Like right now I've got 2 months on my playtime left. If I decide tomorrow that, you know what, I'm just done, then I'll be like, I've got 2 months left. I will come with and help as you need me. If I get gear, cool. If not, well, whatever. But I don't see that happening. I still enjoy the games. So, for me, stepping down would be more of a, well, I'm not a main raider, I'm a backup. And that's what happened. So I just accepted, well, okay, I'm a backup, I have to prove myself to be worthy. That kind of thing. Which I'm used to, I've done it so many times at this point. So, yeah. Do you have anything else you want to add? You're muted, so I don't know if you're talking.
Whoops, sorry about that. no, I think I'm pretty much in agreement with all of what you said.
Yeah.
You just have to know your boundaries. It's with anything, really.
Yeah.
You know, drinking or any kind of activity. You just have to know your boundaries and then just stay within those.
Yeah. I mean, there are times where it's okay to push those boundaries, but if you do it too often, you're gonna burn yourself out really quickly.
Yep.
And then, yeah, that's just no fun for anybody.
Exactly.
But, yeah. That's all I've got. If there's anything else Blizzard related, I mean they were at, I think it's called WonderCon. There's a few of them there doing stuff. I haven't seen any major announcements come out of it, so I didn't really feel the need to bring it up other than in passing here.
I haven't seen any anything.
They Forge Gorehowl. That video got put up today.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. I saw it,
Yep,
but
it's a functional Gorehowl. Instead of it being like one giant metal piece, because that would weigh too much, they sectioned it off. But
that's awesome.
I don't figure it will, but I would love to see it put up for auction. I wouldn't be able to afford it, but I would still love to see it put up for auction, just to see how
Right?
much it went for.
I bet someone's gold capped in real life.
Yeah, I don't see Bill Gates bidding on it.
Maybe he's a secret WoW player, you never
You
know.
never know. I mean, Mila Kunis at least used to play. I don't know if she still does.
And
So.
she's related to Bill Gates. How?
Well, she's famous. He's famous. That's it. She could afford it, that's for sure. So, I mean, it would be possible to see a famous person get it, but I don't see it happening. Other than that, mech mages suck. Freaking Ashbringer, and yay, BlizzCon's coming.
I don't know what BlizzCon
Yeah.
is.
At that
I
point,
hate you all. I
yeah.
want to go so bad.
Yeah, someone told me I need to expect $15 per meal. I'm like, crap. All right.
Yeah, I
I can
can
still
imagine.
manage it, but it'll be tighter than I'd like.
That's almost what it is here in the city I live in, just in regular prices. So expect inflation in California, plus it's they're going to be jacked up because it's
Well,
an
this is from
internet
people who
stuff.
had gone previous ones, so
Yeah.
I figure 15, 20 bucks a meal sounds about right.
Makes
Honestly,
sense.
despite my appearance, I don't eat all that much. So I'll have like one or two meals a day, but it'll be mostly liquid. And out of that, almost entirely probably non-alcoholic liquid. Because I don't do a lot of drinking.
Well,
So,
it'll be cheaper that way.
yeah, water, Pepsi, you know. Gatorade.
Ew, Pepsi.
Yeah.
Coke.
No. I can't stand Coke. It's horrible. So
Pepsi's horrible.
if Pepsi, if you wanna sponsor us, that'd be awesome. I will run an ad every show. I don't see it happening, but
I don't see it happening.
just in case you're listening. All right. Yeah, I think that'll about do it. It's been roughly an hour of us rambling and mostly non-coherently.
I'm coherent.
Okay. Anyway, how can we find you?
Twitter underscore, I mean, Twitter, Charlotte underscore CTR, and in game on Airy Peak. I am Charlotte with SCH, not to be confused with the other Scarlet that's on our server, who is an awesome priest. And if you're listening, hello. But anyways, yep, that's where you can find me usually.
And I'm gonna do this out of order. Do you have any shout-outs you want to do other than the other Scarlet?
Busted. They are getting some bosses down, so yay for them.
Yay.
My X-raid team, good job. I miss raiding with you guys.
Okay, I will speak for Lat. Twitter is at Lateralis. Don't ask me to spell it because I'm not going to. And for me, I am Twitter at Draven Dresden, Facebook, YouTube, all that fun stuff. Epic podcast, Epic Fail will be the email you can most easily get a hold of the show if you don't use Twitter. Always welcome guests, comments, questions, that kind of thing. So if you have any interest in any of those, feel free to shoot an email, send a tweet on Twitter. And yeah, In terms of shout outs, I'm going to give a shout out to the raid group my mage is on. They go by Ghost Brigade. We got some more normal bosses in Black Rock Foundry down, and I keep forgetting to mention them during the WoW section, but so that's with a shout out. In Heroic, we did, I think we're now three heroics in.
Sweet.
So yeah, it's a little slower, but it's more laid back, and we're getting there. We've had to pug a couple times, so it goes a little slower. A couple people switching tunes. So shout out to them. Hi guys, I know you listen because you told me so. And yeah, that's all I got. So have a good night. See you next week, and hopefully we'll have some actual news to talk about. And if not, we will make something up. Hopefully Lad will be back, so we can actually have a real grumpy cat instead of me pretending.
Hopefully he will be back.
And if he's not, well, Scarlet's doing it next week.
We shall see about that.
No, there's no discussion there. You're doing it next week if he doesn't.
Alrighty then.
I might make you do one anyway, even if he's here.
Righty. Sounds like a plan.
Yep. Last thing, you can find us epicfailpodcast.com. That's our website. I keep forgetting that one too, but we're still new, we're still growing, we're still learning. We'll get there. And that's it. So I will say goodnight and see you next week.
Goodnighters.
You know, the world could always use more heroes.